keep up on comics and movies. Two phone ring, I answer hoodies. I can't talk, call back if you please.
Listen in to Blackcast.
You don't know what you are missing. Damn fine show hosted by Christian. He's just dope, no ass, I'm kissing.
Welcome to Blackcast episode 399. Yes, that's right. One show away from the big one. And as announced last week, that will feature the one and only Mr. Dennis Miller. And that episode 400 is going to kick off a whole week of new episodes of the Blackcast. So please be ready for those. But before we get to next week, this week, we will look back on nearly 400 episodes by doing another one of our very popular Flashblatt episodes. And I really hope you remember the premise. These are the earliest episodes of the Blackcast when it was still recorded on cassette tape and distributed amongst friends. And we would always do our annual year-end review. So in honor of 399, let's go all the way back to the year 2000. No, the year 1999, shall we?
Got mail.
Cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man, they've been to jail before. Suck my dick. And all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. You gon' poke the dog with some bum. They go to 1-1. All over some dumb. Ain't that something?
Welcome to the Blackcast, the big 1999 year in review. I am, of course, the American beauty, Christian Blatt, joined by a man who always keeps his eyes shut, wide shut, Jeff DeRay.
What?
And, of course, someone who the Blink-182 song All the Small Things is about, below the waist, Will Sterling.
Oh.
Oh.
I didn't ask for this.
You know, it's you just drew the short straw. Anyway, very excited that we can all talk and celebrate what I'm going to have to say was the first of many great years. Some people believe we're already in the 21st century, but I think it'll happen at midnight. And we're able to record this because as you heard the sounds at the beginning, we got all dialed up on AIM, AOL Instant Messenger. No doubt we will send each other snide comments on the side. Will, I think there's only one place to start when talking about what was the great year of 1999. I think it's...
Don't take it away from me.
The single greatest moment of 1999 is the single greatest installment in the Star Wars universe. Of course, I'm talking about The Phantom Menace.
That's not what I was going to say.
No, that's not what you were going to say. Wow.
I mean, I do love that movie. I mean, my greatest moment is Will Smith's new album, The Millennium.
Well, yeah. Oh, I mean, and we'll get to The Millennium.
Okay.
Look, you're getting...
Derivative of the Backstreet Boys' Millennium album, and I think that he should admit it.
It's true.
Look, I think the next 1,000 years are going to be the Millennium, so you're going to get plenty of time to celebrate that. But how many times did you see The Phantom Menace in theaters?
I saw it 8 times.
That's a lot of time.
How's that possible with the lines?
I waited in line.
Wow.
What was the shortest amount of time between viewings? Like, did you walk out of the theater and then get back in line and buy another one, or were there always like a couple of days in between?
There's usually a couple of days. I go see it with my dad, and then I'd be like, well, Mom, you haven't seen it, so we should go. And then I'd be like, well, my brother hasn't seen it, so he should come later. And then I'd have friends who were like, hey, have you seen it? And I was like, yeah, but I'd totally go again. And then their parents would pay for me to go. So, you know, I just freeloaded my way there.
Now, do you think you would ever do anything like go to see it, but pretend you haven't seen it so that people thought they were seeing it with you for the first time?
I did that once or twice.
That doesn't sound like you, but yeah. Look, if somebody's going to take you to the movies and they want to feel like it was more important to you than it was in that moment, I don't see any reason to not let them know. Jeff, do you consider yourself a fan of the Phantom Menace?
Yeah, I liked it a lot, but I think my best pick of the year was my autobiographical movie, The Virgin Suicide.
Well, fortunately, only one of those things refers to you. Yeah, look, I liked The Phantom Menace. I saw it 3 times, and the third time was because they had that fancy new digital projection. So I went all the way to Secaucus, New Jersey, and honestly, I can't tell you the difference from seeing the regular projection with the digital, but I spent more money, so I walked out convincing myself, like, oh yeah, it was definitely clearer this time. Should we talk about the Gungan in the room, though? Do we feel like Jar Jar is a welcome addition to our Star Wars universe? I'll ask you first, Jeff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think the obvious best addition to the universe is the new N64 game Star Wars Pod Racers. That was the best part of the movie.
I mean, it's definitely the best part of the movie. I don't know, Will, were you more excited during the trade negotiations, or did you like the pod race?
The pod race, definitely.
I mean, look, I liked the trade negotiations. I just thought that the pod race was better. And
Jar Jar driving his own pod racer in the sequel. If we see that, then I'm definitely going to enjoy it. If that's not it, then I don't know what the track record of that film will be.
Well, look, I think that if he could get a tricked out pod with, I don't know, a low rider and spinning rims, you know, I think they could.
I don't even know what those things are.
Well, that's because it's because of the neighborhood you live in. So
oh, okay.
They don't have those things in Massachusetts. But I worry about Jar Jar. I think that the second time he bothered me a lot less. And then the third time I was just like, all right, yeah, I'll just deal with it. But I think he's going to ruin this new trilogy. Will, tell me if I'm wrong.
I don't know if he's going to ruin it. I mean, he's okay. He's not that bad. I don't need him. You know, I don't like him, but I also don't hate him. Every movie needs a guy who like gets kicked in the nuts, you know, in like a goofy way or like farts. And I feel like he's the character who gets kicked in the nuts or farts. You know, like Michelangelo, the Ninja Turtle.
Or like sniff their armpits like Molly Shannon. Superstar.
Exactly.
She is a superstar. You're not wrong there. So that's where we're at with Star Wars. And we only have to wait 3 more years for the next one. But considering we waited 16 years for this one, what's another couple of years? What would you like to see more of?
That's not true. I feel like as a Star Wars fan, we've been getting these awesome remakes in theaters. I definitely think we've been satiated as fans. Like all that awesome new content that they release in the Star Wars movies.
Well, look, obviously the new production number at Jabba's Palace and the special edition of Return of the Jedi obviously reinvented filmmaking for the 21st century, as did the new Ewok celebration without the Yub Nub song.
That's because it was racist and we all know it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't speak Ewok. I mean, although I think, Will, you're taking an elective in Ewokese, but you're not.
It's a capstone. It's a capstone.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. I hate to not give proper credit to the track that you're on. But I don't know. I mean, this was the first new Star Wars movie. The couple of new minutes in those, it was cool to see on the big screen, but it basically saved a couple plays of the VHS, which I got the new VHS when that set came out. And I'm sure I'll get the next one when the next set comes out, because, if there's anything that George Lucas likes to do, it's occasionally make a new movie. But I think that, making you pay again for the same things is probably a pretty good business model.
I really wish you would trust me on Laserdisc. It is here to stay, okay? Just get the Laserdiscs.
You know, I just don't want to get up in the middle of the movie and flip it over. At some point...
It's already out. DVDs are the new future. You know that.
Yeah, but not everything on DVD.
No, passing fad.
Besides, DVDs are okay, but DivX, those are the ones that actually look better. So I think that that's what we really need.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think that I'm just going to wait for the next thing, you know, because there's always a next thing. I have everything on VHS. So why in God's name should I rebuy all this stuff when it doesn't really look that much better? I have a very lovely collection that you've both seen. And
you don't have to rewind the DVD. That's the best part.
Yeah, but Jeff's talking about laser discs and flipping them over.
Rewinding's the best part because it's your opportunity to be kind to the world. And that's what the world needs. I mean, after the egregious blowjob suffered by the president, I think that we need more kindness.
I do love that little red Corvette race car driver rewinder. You know, you put the tape in there and you push down the hood and it rewinds the tape. It's like top speed. That's pretty cool.
I mean, that's pretty cool, but my VCR has a rewind button.
Well, it's so you can watch something and then rewind another tape at the same time.
So they watch one tape while another one rewinds. Why can't I just go to the bathroom while one rewinds and then start the next one?
What if you don't want to wait?
All right. Mm. So fuck DVD, because DivX is where it's at. DivX is definitely going to be the wave of the future. And then maybe I'll buy those. But Jeff, you keep flipping over your laser discs.
Well, no, here's why your DivX is never going to work. Because when Y2K hits and ends all life on this planet, no one's watching DivX. They're going to use laser discs to see our past and our history when they're digging up our remains, like some space civilization. And the laser discs will last because they're not dumb.
Well, what about the fact that Y2K is going to crash the worldwide power grid and we're going to be living in the dark? So
that's what I'm saying. We're all going to die because it's going to set the nukes off. And then the space guys are going to come down and check it out. And they're going to find the laser discs because they won't want to have to rewind VHSs. And they don't know what DivX is because it's stupid. They'll use laser discs. And they'll watch Star Wars, the best edition, where they don't say yup nub.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they cleaned up some of the effects, but I'm still going to watch the old versions that I recorded off HBO. Those are still look good to me. I think it was better when we didn't get to see Jabba until Return of the Jedi. But, you know, before we move on from Star Wars, I feel like it's important to talk about a character that I wish we had spent more time with in the film. And obviously he's on Tatooine and he interacts a lot with young Anakin. I'm of course talking about Watto. Jeff, would you have liked to have seen more of Watto?
Oh yeah. He did it all for the Nookie. That's what I think.
You say that about everything. Will, do you think that we could have used more Watto, or did we possibly get exactly the right amount of him?
I think we got enough.
I'm a little disappointed to hear you say that.
He's blue.
I didn't appreciate his voice.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, we're just talking. I just thought that
I just appreciate the diversity that they're including in the Star Wars universe finally, instead of all white people.
So you're forgetting about Lando?
I'm not forgetting about anything.
You stand by your assessment. All right. Well, we'll talk again in 3 years about more Star Wars. Will, do you have the tape of Phantom Menace yet, or are you a little Phantom Menaced out? And you're
going. Oh, no, I got the tape.
Okay. So 8 times in the theater. How many times at home do you think? If you had to
guess? A little less. Like 3 times as far.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. All right.
Is that today?
Oh yeah, good question.
No, totally. I'm taking a break.
Well, believe it or not, Phantom Menace wasn't the only movie that came out this year.
What else came out?
I mean, I don't think it was anywhere near as good, and I don't think it's got the kind of staying power. What's that, Jeff?
I said I wiped my own ass.
Oh yeah, but I thought that The Matrix was pretty good. I thought that looked really cool. It was great to see Ted from Bill and Ted. It had been a while since we'd seen him, so. I don't know. I mean, are you saying that Phantom Menace is better than The Matrix?
Did you not watch Point Break?
I mean, it doesn't count.
Come on. It's the, even that was still like 8 years ago. So it's been a while. I know that he's more than just Ted, but he's not that much more than just Ted.
He's Johnny Utah. I mean, I just think it's stupid that Johnny Utah thinks he's some kind of computer thing. I don't think this is going anywhere. Although I do really like the strong masculinity of the directors. I think that their brotherhood will last the test of time.
Sure. But in simpler terms that are easier for me to wrap my head around, Will, what was a cooler movie? Matrix, Phantom Menace?
Wild Wild West.
Oh, man.
No, stop. I know how much
I did like the Wild Wild West.
No, nobody liked it.
That was a great song.
Wiki Wiki Wild is a great song, but the movie's terrible.
No, it's great.
It's the opposite of great.
With the giant spider and stuff?
I know. I've never felt worse for Kevin Kline in a movie. I just was just like, oh, was it worth the paycheck? I don't think so.
I have. Dave. What the fuck is that about? A guy who's pretending to be the president? The idiots fell for that scheme.
What about Fight Club? Did anybody see that movie?
No, my parents won't let me.
What's the first rule of that movie, Jeff?
Well, I didn't think we were allowed to talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. So the first rule of that movie is that we didn't see that movie, right?
Fine. But I saw Varsity Blues, and I did tell my mom about that, so I can't lie on that one.
Oh, man, how was that?
I liked it.
See any boobs?
I didn't look because that was gross. But
yeah, totally. Really cool, you're right.
No, yeah, it's disgusting. But what was really cool was that I feel like James Vanderbeek is no longer Dawson, and he didn't want his father's life. So I can relate to that.
Yeah, I think that Vanderbeek has shown his range beyond Dawson.
Do you get a peek at his creek?
The best kind.
All I'm gonna say, just to go back to Matrix for a minute, is that clearly that is going to be the trilogy of our lifetimes. It's going to go so far beyond the original Star Wars trilogy, and definitely this new one that just started. So come on, step into the Matrix with me, everybody. Come on.
I love the Matrix. I don't know if it's Phantom Menace for me, because Darth Maul is really the fucking coolest dude in the world. But
how cool is a guy who gets cut in half?
I mean, I don't like that he died. I want him to live. He's too cool. He's the coolest part of the movie. Like, little Anakin sucks. You know, I don't care about that kid. I just want to see Darth Maul, like, kill people.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you could trade off killing Darth Maul or killing everyone else in the movie, including Natalie Portman and Ewan McGregor, that'd be fine.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
But I was really confused by that whole Natalie Portman, like, not being who she was. Like, what does she have a twin or something?
Well, yeah, that was the whole point.
Oh,
she had that she travels with, like, those girls who look like her.
Summer camp or something?
Yeah.
Or, like, did they trick their parents into getting back together? Because I did not follow the storyline.
Yes. Yeah, Natalie Portman, in mid-2000, she's going to have a new version of The Parent Trap where she and her six sisters convince all of their individual parents to get back together in a group marriage and move to Utah. So,
but do they fuck any pies?
No, there's only one movie with pie fucking. And I don't know. When I saw that movie, I actually thought that I was watching the Jeff DeRay story. But you swear to me that that's not how that hole got there.
No, that was fingers. I made the hole with the fingers. I enlarged the hole without them. But I definitely think that this was, like, the weirdest year in movies for me personally. Like, my sisters made me watch this really weird movie called Being John Malkovich. And I think I understood that less than I understood the Natalie Portman Parent Trap. Did you guys see it?
I understood it about as well as I understand calculus. Well, I feel like that was not the kind of movie that you were going to check out.
No. That's too confusing. What's confusing?
You went to see Tarzan instead, right? Because you love Phil Collins' music.
I do like Phil Collins, but I don't want you to confuse that Tarzan with the other Tarzan, Tarzan of Lost City, starring Starship Troopers star
Casper Van Dien.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I love Casper Van Dien, and I think he's just one role away from the big comeback, all right?
He's already a superstar in my mind.
In your mind. Let's talk about the movie that everybody enjoyed this year except me. because somebody that I won't name ruined the ending for me. So if you sit down for The Sixth Sense and somebody has already told you that he's dead the whole time, it's actually not that good, because I wasn't surprised, because I knew he was dead the whole time.
Wait, what? Who's dead?
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis died?
No, in the movie.
When did he die?
No, he's dead in the movie. He's fine.
Just now?
No, I'm sure Die Hard 4
is just... with him?
No, I'm sure Die Hard 4 is like 6 months away. He's going to be fine, but he's dead in the movie.
Haley Joel Osment's dead in the movie?
The little boy who sees dead people? No, he's not dead. He's alive.
Oh, I thought he was Ghost Dog, the samurai.
No, he's Ghost Dad, starring Bill Cosby.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, that was almost as good as the one where it's Ghost Mom called The Mummy.
Well, we spent a lot of time in the movie theater this year. That's apparent. Will, your parents did not let you see the South Park movie. You're just going to have to trust me that it was good, though.
Yeah, well, it's weird because they let me watch the show, but they won't let me see the movie.
Well, yeah, because the movie isn't beeped like the TV show. It's not on TV. So,
the TV show's beeped?
Yeah.
So. It's still edgy. My friends, I record the episodes late at night onto tape, and I pass that tape around to my friends at school because their parents don't want them to watch it, so they watch it in secret when their parents don't know. I'm like drug dealing South Park tapes.
I mean, I think that's a good business to get into.
As an industry.
That's number 8 on the list of 10 things I hate about you, drug dealer Will.
Sorry, but gotta make a living. It's hard being 12.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be in true crime.
Whatever.
Hey, Jeff, do you feel like being a 12-year-old drug dealer is a good way to get yourself into bad boy school?
It might. I don't know what a bad boy school would look like, though. Yeah. I've never even heard of one. Well, is that like juvie?
That's what I think. I think it would be just like juvie. Speaking of juvie, how great is the new Britney Spears record? I was very excited to have a real talent like hers come onto the scene this year. I think it's welcome that somebody who really, you know, brings to the table what she does is now in all of our lives.
What about Christina? I'm more of a genie in the bottle guy, no. Personally.
No. I am not going to rub her the right way, because I am definitely a Britney girl. And I think that, Will, you're going to have to be the tiebreaker. And don't say Ricky Martin. I don't want to hear it.
I think I know what he likes.
What?
Because, well, in Will's world, the Venga Boys are coming because he likes to party.
That's the future of music. Them and Smash Mouth, for sure. But honestly, I gotta say Britney.
Oh, take that, Christina.
Yep.
Ooh.
Hit this baby one more time.
Wow. I don't support the abusive message of that song.
I don't think that's what she means, is it?
What else could she mean?
You know, hit that baby one more time.
So it's child abuse?
No. I mean, she's singing to age-appropriate guys. That's fine.
Well, yeah. Child abuse is committed by adults on children.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about the greatest songs of the great year of 1999. And what better way to end the decade and the millennium?
Yeah.
I could do without so much of that Rob Thomas Santana song, though.
Oh, you know, when I first heard that song, I was like, this is good. And then it's all they play on the radio, and I can't. Yeah. Oh, I just cursed, you guys.
That's all right.
Yeah. No, Mom, that's not what I said.
Calling. Mom, I'm calling.
I said freaking. Shut up. I'm talking to my mom. I said freaking.
Hey, his name is. Freakin'. His name is Chicka Chicka. Bad. You're bad. That's your new name.
You're pretty bad, but I didn't think that Carlos Santana would be in all of our lives this year. And obviously Matchbox 20 is the voice of our generation, but I thought that we were going to get a year away from them, you know?
I wish we had. Matchbox 20, you know, they're dead to me now.
Oh, wait, what happened? I don't even know.
Just that song. He ruined himself. Can't listen to his voice anymore without hearing that song.
How do you feel about Ricky Martin?
He's pretty cool.
I mean, he's definitely living La Vida Loca. I mean, he sings it because it's true. I mean, look at that guy. He was on SNL. He wasn't wearing shoes. Who does that? Dirt. Well, yeah. I mean, who wants to walk around a TV TV studio with no shoes on, you know?
How about that Macy Gray song, I Try?
I try to get all the way through that song.
And then do because you like it that much?
Shut up. I don't like it. She's annoying. Whatever. I don't have that CD.
Because you have the CD because you wore out the cassette.
Not true. I have the CD because I wanted the artwork to be bigger.
That's a good reason. How can you guys tell me, now that you know that CDs are the superior way to listen to music?
Clearly.
That a DVD is not going to be a superior way to watch a movie. It's the
because
same. Because it's totally different.
Because DivX is so much better.
I don't want to watch CDs on my TV. That's ridiculous.
Wait a minute. You want to watch a giant record on your TV, though. You want to watch a giant laser disc.
That's a laser disc. It's got lasers in it, obviously. That's a totally different thing.
I mean, the one thing Will's right about, like a CD, that's a compact disc.
Frickin' lasers, okay?
Look, when you bring Dr. Evil into it, it's hard to have any kind of logic. So, Will, no more VHS for you? You're going to just get everything on DVD and throw away all your VHS?
Well, I'll throw it away. You know, the stuff that... I'll just get new stuff on DVD. I mean, I don't know if I need to buy everything all over again, but...
I mean, I do like that they have the, like, director's commentary and stuff, but you can get that on the Laserdisc.
I don't know.
And... DivX looks better, so obviously.
Shut up about DivX.
Why?
Because I don't even know what it is.
Well, to take a page from South Park, that's because you're poor.
Oh!
Whatever.
I gotta praise you like I should.
That's what I should have said at the intro. I said I'm joined by Fat Boy and Slim, but I didn't think of it until you just mentioned that song.
Wow, I can't believe you'd call me fat to my face like that.
Well, I mean, look, somebody's got to say it. Tough love, brother. Come on. I think that 2000 is going to be a good year if we survive Y2K. I think that
we won't. Not whoever, a chance.
Whoever programmed all of our computers was convinced that we wouldn't make it this far anyway, I guess. I guess there was some Mayan prophecy that we were good until about 97, maybe 98. So they were like, great, we don't have to worry about it. But
it's obviously the aliens that are going to come down and take us over. Like, look, my neighbor was telling me about Furbies. They're actually alien mind control drones. That they are, the reason they're so popular is that they're going to mind control the kids. So after Y2K fries our communication, the aliens are going to abduct all our children and bye-bye humanity.
Are you sure that you didn't just recite the plot to Mars Attacks?
I don't know what that is, but if Mars is attacking, I say get to your bunkers.
It was an amazing movie 3 years ago, and I still don't know why you haven't watched it yet. I know I don't have it on Laserdisc or on DVD or DivX, but I said I would let you borrow the tape, Jeff.
I don't want no scrubs, okay?
So you're working all this time. You're just sitting on that, waiting for the opportunity to tell us that. Is that accurate?
Sure. I didn't scroll or see anything. Nothing's going on. Just look, Point Break.
Look, we're all on AOL right now, and I know we all have Netscape opened, and I definitely went into web crawler and I typed in movies 1999 because I kind of forgot what movies came out over the last 12 months. And
I always have the hardest time with online because you have to do all the like http://www.
You just said it. It's not that hard. You just said what all the letters were.
Well, that's really hard for me to remember when I'm typing, okay? I'm only a child.
I mean, just in your mind, you know. Are we going to talk about DMX or what?
I'd like to.
I've been waiting 35 minutes for you to bring up DMX and you haven't yet.
Yeah, come on, Punisher.
Well, that's fine. That's because I thought you said you want to talk about DivX. And so, my bad.
Clearly, nobody wants to talk about the wave of the future except...
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Every time you say DMX, I think you're saying DivX again. And I'm like, let's back to this. It's almost like I'm stalling for time to look something up.
So, You don't want to talk about Up in Here at all? Like, you don't want to celebrate anything up in here.
You're going to make me lose my mind?
You're about to make me go all out if you don't fucking talk about DMX.
Yeah. Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, DMX. Get me a doll.
Now you're just reading the liner notes in the CD case, and that's not as fun.
Yeah, I'm doing no such thing.
Well, that CD has a parental advisory sticker on it, so it's not allowed in your house, right?
Yeah, I gotta have the edited version. And I can't even hear every other word, you know, it's all bleeped out. It's like when I try to listen to Eminem, it just sounds like mostly quiet.
Yeah, because it's mostly quiet. I think that's why Will Smith is welcome into your home, into the way that he is. He never really rocks a boat. He's not going to make anybody upset, you know?
No, yeah. He's good, wholesome family and music.
Although, to be fair, he did once tell us that parents just don't understand. So I don't know how much we feel about that.
Do they? I mean, clearly my parents don't.
They took you to see Phantom Menace 9 times, so, you know.
8. And they didn't take me all 8 times. I went to other people's parents. Yeah.
Sure wish my parents would take me.
Oh, it's so hard being an only child. And they're like, but you have siblings. And I'm like, they died. And the only way to console me is to take me to see this movie.
Meanwhile, is there anybody in your house that can cut my hair?
No.
All right. Fair enough. all right. So, Jeff, do you feel like we've really beaten down DMX?
You can't beat down DMX. I mean, I could quote him in saying he just loves when a person brings their whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for him to chew a hole through.
Was that off the top of your head?
Yeah, actually it was.
I'm just not sure I believe you. Also, do you feel
like one of the few lyrics I know.
Do you feel like that the year lived up to our expectations? Was it more like what Prince wanted us to think it was going to be, or was it more like the TV show Space 1999?
I mean, obviously 2000 is coming and it's over, right?
Will, your expectations, did they live up to your expectations?
I guess. It's fine.
But you don't sound blown away by it.
It was fine. You know me.
Well, all right. Well, we did get a new show this year. That premiered after the Super Bowl hopefully it sticks around for at least a couple years. Are either of you allowed to watch Family Guy?
No, far too crass.
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
It's like a TV version of South Park, right?
Yeah. I don't know why my parents don't let me listen to the music I want to listen to, but they let me watch South Park. It doesn't make sense.
I think they just want you to see what happens to bad little boys.
There's a Christmas poo. Is that what happens?
They place too much faith in the standards and practices of television versus the demonization of the music industry as led by Tipper Gore, my personal hero.
Look, we all need to have a personal hero.
What about SpongeBob? Did you watch any SpongeBob?
No, I'm much too old for that. Obviously not.
What if I told you that off the top of my head, I know the entire opening SpongeBob song because at this cool good person school I'm at currently, there's a poster with those lyrics that I'm forced to sit across from and stare at for hours on end.
That's actually pretty amazing. So why don't you tell us what SpongeBob can teach you and teach all of us, really?
Oh, it's just the opening song. Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants is what you'd say there. Absorbent and yellow and porous is he, SpongeBob SquarePants. If nautical nonsense be something you wish, SpongeBob SquarePants, then drop to the deck and flop like a fish, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants.
And all of that is on a poster.
That's on a poster, exactly like that. And if you read that poster over and over again for hours because you have nothing else to do, it'll be burned in your mind.
Are you haunted? Which one are you more scared by? Sponges, Bob's, or SquarePants?
Patrick, the starfish. He terrifies me. I don't like his voice. It reminds me of this other show that used to scare me a lot. Coach with Craig T. Nelson.
What a love coach.
Wait a minute. It's a beloved. That's America's coach.
Yeah.
How could he possibly scare you?
Because I just think that the amount of pressure that goes into winning in a college football program, I can't deal with it. Anxiety inducing. It's probably way more intense than that stupid HBO crap, Sopranos.
Wait, how do you say it?
Sopranos? I don't know. I've never seen it before.
Well, it did only start a few months ago, but I actually think that it's so good. It's almost like tuning in for like an hour long movie every week. So I don't know that the episodes are coming out on Laserdisc or not, but I would strongly suggest checking that out. Maybe when they rerun it again before the next season next year.
We'll see, but probably not because I don't like The Sopranos.
Maybe they'll put all the episodes onto tape.
Think about how huge that would be to have a set with 13 whole tapes.
For it.
Yeah.
You can fit two on a tape. How many episodes are there?
Just 13, but I mean, the show's going to be on forever. So, you know.
You break it up into seasons. You know?
That's a dumb idea. Why don't you just watch it on TV?
Well, what if you're like me and you got to go to bed by 9:30 and you can't see it? It's not too early.
You could make your own tapes of it, couldn't you?
That's true. I do set the sleep timer on my thing to like record, you know, late at night for South Park. So maybe I could do that.
Some weird guy calling himself The Flash just popped up and talked to me. He said something about how The Sopranos is going to go on for a certain amount of seasons, and then at the end it's going to be really dissatisfying for all the people, even though they were really anticipating it, and that's not a pattern of behavior.
There's so many things that you just said that are so crazy that don't even make any sense. I heard you mention The Flash. Why are you talking about Barry Allen like that?
I don't know.
Wally West, excuse me.
Barry Allen's The Flash.
Wally's currently The Flash, so you need respect.
Yeah, but who's the real Flash?
Wally.
Gordon.
Who gave his life to save all of reality?
Debatable.
Flash! If you're gonna compare Flashes, Flash Gordon is the only one who matters. I mean, who has a better theme song than him? Don't even tell me that Flash has a better theme song than Flash Gordon.
No, 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 Flash.
I don't think that's his song. Does that sound right to you, Will?
I have not heard that rendition of it, no.
But
Flasher Man, flashes whatever he flashing can.
Okay, now I think you're just making stuff up. Have you seen any of the things we're talking about?
Quick crash, the thunder strikes, and there it is, the Dorito.
I feel like you just know the words from the SpongeBob poster, but nothing about the actual show.
How do you not even know the John Wesley Shipp CBS Flash TV show that was so short-lived?
Because it was so short-lived.
But it was amazing.
It was great. I mean, Mark
did
Hamill.
You know,
was...
Mark Hamill did the voice of the Joker?
Yeah, on the animated series.
I did not know that.
Well, he was also, wasn't he a guest star on the Flash TV show?
Yeah, that's why, because he plays the trickster.
Yeah, so I'm sure doing a vastly different voice, much as he did when he was Hobgoblin on the Spider-Man animated series, that sounded absolutely nothing like the Joker.
He was Hobgoblin?
Yeah.
Man just disappears into characters.
Yeah, they all sound exactly the same.
Never would have thought that was Luke Skywalker.
You know, we've seen his range because we all got together and watched my bootleg VHS I bought at the comic convention of the great Star Wars holiday special. You're welcome, everyone, for letting me share that with you. You know, we were talking about Phantom Menace before, but clearly that's the trilogy we all needed. We needed a trilogy of Christmas specials.
Do you think that they'll make a sequel to my favorite second favorite movie of the year, Blair Witch?
What? No, the way it ends, like, how could you possibly make a sequel to that? It doesn't even make any sense.
The dude's peeing in the corner.
Because it ends with them dying, so just more people go and die in the woods, obviously.
So you're going to have more people go into the woods and do more shaky cam stuff again, and why would people want to go see the same thing again?
Because people are dying in the woods. We need to see it on camera.
So wait, you think this is something that's happening in real life as well? Did you think the Blair Witch Project was real?
Yeah, they found the footage.
No, they didn't. They made it. It's a movie.
That's what they say. They said it was found footage.
Yeah,
they
found it in the editing bay where they cut it together.
You gotta cut it together. They found all this footage of these dead kids. So how is it gonna make sense if they don't cut it together?
I heard it wasn't real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's what the media wants you to think, but I know it's real.
I thought it was real. It looks pretty real. How do you fake that?
Exactly. I mean,
how do you fake anything? You know, it's you do a really good job of playing pretend, and you put people in a movie who don't look like they have any business acting in a movie.
Yeah.
And I've then you pretend.
No, they weren't actors, and I haven't seen them in anything since. So obviously they really died.
So you didn't see them at the MTV Awards?
I don't watch MTV. That's the devil.
Well, that's probably your first mistake, although perhaps that's a wise instinct. But they showed up at the MTV Awards. Will, did you see that?
No.
Oh, that's also not in your... Wait, how am I the only one that gets to watch MTV?
I mean, I watch TRL sometimes, but... That's it.
Is that because your family feels that Carson Daly is the least objectionable person on TV?
He's pretty wholesome. I hope that man has a long career.
I feel like it's a pretty safe bet. I mean, when you bring that kind of talent to the table, I don't...
Undeniable.
Yeah. So was it... Did you not get to watch the MTV Awards because Chris Rock hosted, or it's just the whole channel in general?
Mostly just the whole channel.
Jeff, you would have enjoyed seeing the mothers of both Tupac and Biggie were there at the awards. It was a very emotional moment. I think that would have meant a lot to you.
I don't listen to rap. I more enjoy Korn and Limp Bizkit. So I don't know what you're talking about.
And by that, what you mean to say is that you would have really enjoyed NSYNC performing their hit song "Tearing Up My Heart," right?
It's tearing up my heart to discuss this with you, because when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I say, I feel the same, with or without you.
Yeah, right, exactly. Although that last part sounded like you too, but that's fine. You know, it's really hard to review the year in media with a couple of losers who aren't allowed to watch most of the stuff.
Well, then why do you think we need you to tell us about it?
I know. Look, I tried to get both of you. I tried to help you trick your parents so we could all go to Woodstock 99 together. But you know what I'm going to say right now? Boy, I'm really glad our parents didn't let us go to Woodstock 99.
My mom's really already super weird about me hanging out with somebody like you who's like way older than me. So.
But I don't know how old I am, in all honesty.
Well, you're way older than me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just emotionally, you know?
Sure. I'm just a 12-year-old, Christian. Come on.
Yeah, again, emotionally. Emotionally a 12-year-old. But was it a big family moment when you guys gathered around the TV to say goodbye to next-door neighbor Wilson and the whole gang on Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah, that was rough. Finally saw that man's face.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have watched it if I'd known.
Don't you? Don't
I just thought that they would never. No, I didn't. I did. Look, I was out. I was out in like season four. I felt like, how many times can I hear? I'm like, I get it. And Pam Anderson wasn't on anymore. Once Pam Anderson was gone, I was out.
Well, they showed what he looks like at the end of the last episode. So yeah.
And what did he look like?
Like a guy, like an old guy.
Oh well, I don't want to see. I don't want to see that.
Older guy, I guess I should say.
Older guy. In the world of sports, this is not Will's area. Do you want to say anything, Jeff, about Wayne Gretzky playing his final game for my New York Rangers?
I mean, he's no Ray Bourque. That's what I'll say.
Is that all you need to say?
That's all I should need to say. If Cam Neely had stayed healthy, he would have been two Wayne Gretzky's. He would have been 9999. That's what he would have been.
I kind of I had to tune out sports the last few months of the year though, because after the National League Championship Series, where Kenny Rogers, who is not the gambler, decided to walk in the losing run because he's a loser with the bases loaded, sending the Braves off to the World Series and the Mets going home, I was like, okay, I'm good for a while. Why did I stay up so late all those nights? watching what I thought were good games, but it just really turned into dog shit there at the end. So, oh, look, the Yankees won another World Series. I mean, the only thing that could be worse, I guess, would be being a Red Sox fan, because at least I got to see a World Series. I mean, you know, Jeff's going to have to wait another like 84 years or something.
Look, 1984, they're spying on us. We know that the Yankees are like Big Brother. That's in all the worst ways.
It's absolutely true. Everything you just said is true.
I'm just disappointed that Michael Jordan retired last year for the final time. I mean, I just wish he'd give it another go, but
no.
It'll never happen.
It's really too bad, because I think he has a lot left to give. But I really thought that the baseball thing was going to stick for him. But, you know, it didn't. It clearly didn't. So... Oh, so, you know, we were talking about the Flash and how the real Flash is Barry Allen and how everybody knows that. But what I was going to say is that this was the year that I just gave up on comics entirely. I have a box of X-Men that collected throughout this year, 1999. What? I haven't even read them yet. And I'm just like, well, if I'm not reading them, why am I buying them? Because they're sure as hell not valuable. Like I was told that I bought those 9 copies of X-Men number 1 8 years ago, and they are still worth exactly what I paid for them, you know? So I think I'm going to have to take a step back from the comics. I know that we're going to get X-Men movies starting next year. So I don't think I need the comics anymore. I'll just see the movies, you know?
Are you going to cancel your GamePro subscription?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know about the wildly popular video game magazine. GamePro?
Yeah.
That's everywhere with all the cheat codes and shit, dude. Like, every month, that's what everybody's hype about at my school. I don't know what you're talking about.
I still get Nintendo Power because I still play the first generation NES, because I stand by the fact that those games are better than anything that's coming out right now. And I think Legend of Zelda 1, even though the battery died and I can't save my games in it anymore, is still more fun than any of that stuff that you're playing on N64 or whatever.
Wait, the Ocarina of Time is the fucking greatest game that's ever been, ever.
What game?
Zelda, the Ocarina of Time.
I don't even know what that is. I know Zelda and Zelda 2, Electric Boogaloo, I believe is the sequel name for Zelda.
What about Final Fantasy for the PlayStation?
Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah, I have that.
I've heard that it's good, but I can't play it on I don't even have the Super Nintendo. I just have the regular Nintendo. I have the not so Super Nintendo.
So, well, are you guys not playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater? Because
I am.
Definitely the coolest game out right now.
Yeah, I like the soundtrack. There's some good songs in there.
Yeah, totally punk rock.
Superman by Goldfinger. Come on.
I do like Goldfinger though.
Doing everything you can. Pretending you're a Superman.
That's right.
All right, so you guys have found the one area that you're cooler than me, which is video games. So whatever, that's fine. I'll go off and watch some R-rated movies, whatever, you know. You were talking about The Sopranos before. Lots of boobs, that's all I'm saying.
Boobs. Have you ever seen that awesome thing that I tape sometimes so that I can watch it with my friends later when they do the free HBO stuff, that Real Sex, where it's like super hot, definitely not disgusting, normal looking old people. Yeah. And they're totally naked for like all these super cool things.
Yeah, Will, you wouldn't like that, but I feel like that's very important research.
Wait, what is this? What's it
Real
called?
Sex on HBO.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's cool, like they'll show like a strip club, but most of the time it's just like very average looking adults in some kind of sex therapy or some kind of whatever thing. And then they get freaky, like on camera, like it's porn, but it's porn no one really wants to be watching kind of thing.
I mean, you had me.
Except for me, because I definitely want to and am watching, because this is my access to nudity.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, you lost me when you said that nobody wants to watch. I mean, I used to record scrambled Showtime so that I could see, like, you know, blurry, staticky, miscolored boobs. You just have to slow it down a little bit.
I have that. It's called Channel 99.
Yeah, see, you know what I'm talking about. I'm surprised, though, that you can even get Channel 99.
Only my grandparents' house.
Oh. So, wait. that's because your grandparents are into like weird stuff. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just for whatever reason, the cable they have, they got channel, you know, they don't have it. It's blurry. It's all weird looking.
I don't know. I think the country is definitely heading in a direction where we're getting desensitized to all this stuff, and it could only lead to good things. I mean, if you've got the president talking about blowjobs on TV, I mean, he's not talking about it, but he's answering questions about it. So it's kind of the same thing. I feel like what could possibly go wrong? You know, I think that we should be a little bit more open about this stuff. You know, I think that maybe we don't have to think of our president as being such a stuffed shirt, pun intended. I think that in Will's house, that's probably not the general sentiment. But look, we're men. All right. We have to.
Tights.
Tights. Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally. Finally. Somebody saw something that I saw.
Well, I mean, are we excited for like the presidential race though? Because like, I don't know about what you guys think, but that Al Gore guy seems stiff as a board. That Bush guy seems really fun. Like he just seems funny, like relatable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, we had enough of his dad, so we don't need him.
You just said you liked real sex, and now you're saying too much Bush. I like. Can you stick with a message?
Look, I just like it to be a little bit trim. I mean, I want there to be Bush, obviously, because getting rid of it would be gross. Just, I like it. I like it to be well kempt.
You need some dick with your Bush?
I didn't say that, but I don't think it matters because obviously John McCain is a national hero, and he is the person who should be the nominee in 2000. So that's who Al Gore is going to have to beat, and good luck to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to want to root for somebody for president when, like, all they have to do is, like, at a UN meeting, be like, if you're in favor, raise your hand, and then the U.S. is automatically out.
Look, just because you like all of your Bob Dole jokes from 3 years ago doesn't mean that you get to use them for another national hero, like I just said, John McCain.
Get a candidate whose arms work.
That's not the blueprint. That's not who they run, okay? They run people who can't salute the...
I heard John McCain was captured or something?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the reason he's a national hero. He was in Vietnam. They knew that his father was a big deal. He was an ambassador or whatever. And they told him that he could go home. And he said, no, not if you don't send... The rest of the, I don't know, my team, my brigade, I'm not a military guy. If you don't send them home, I'm not going to go. So not only did they stay there, he was forced to stay there, but they made it way worse on him. And that's why Jeff's making jokes about him not being able to raise his hand, because he was tortured in the Hanoi Hilton in Vietnam. And
I like people who weren't captured, but that's just me.
What a terrible thing to say.
Well, you know, it's a loser. That sounds like a loser to me.
You know, it sounds like a loser is you.
Well, whatever.
I don't think that the Hilton name will ever recover from being associated with the Hanoi Hilton.
You know what? I have
Nothing
to
will ever disgrace the name Hilton like that did.
I have to agree with you that it can't get any worse. Absolutely can't get any worse. Will, so as we look ahead to 2000... Are you coming to the KISS reunion tour with me? It's the farewell. We'll never get to see them again after next summer.
Yep.
Ever, ever, ever.
I wouldn't miss it. How many shows could we possibly go to? Can we travel? Can we see multiple shows? Let's road trip.
Yeah, I'm planning to be like a deadhead and basically, you know, go. Well, I can't go around the country, but I don't know, three or four shows would probably cost us about $100 altogether. I don't know.
San Diego, Irvine, Los Angeles.
Are you going to Detroit Rock City?
I would love to go to Detroit Rock City, but I don't think it's safe there. But obviously, Will, your favorite is still Peter, right?
What a funny guy.
He's a kitty cat.
Yeah, just because I like the P word.
Now, that's the funny thing, though, is that you only like KISS this year because of the Detroit Rock City movie. It's like you didn't even know them last year.
Well,
that's because the kid from Terminator's in it.
You can't, exactly, Edward Furlong. You can't fault a guy for discovering something Because something else introduced him to it.
You know what? That's a great point. I have to say I was being unfair to you. I only know that I found Kiss a long time ago because my brother was cool and let me borrow his records. But whatever, you know, not all of us can have cool older brothers.
Remember how much you maligned Doctor Who until I showed you the fifth Doctor special, where the first Doctor was technically dead, replaced with another Doctor, and even though the fourth Doctor was just repurposed footage from another special, you loved it.
I mean, it was all right, but I really liked that TV movie that Fox did. I cannot believe that didn't turn into a series. That guy was great.
That's my favorite.
That's the problem, is that was the first one I saw. And then you show me that other one, I'm like, but wait, where's that guy? They're like, oh yeah, that guy's never going to be Doctor.
He's still around, like books and stuff.
Okay, so I'm gonna read about it. Read about a TV show. Whatever.
Okay,
do they have to pay royalties to like the Abbott and Costello estates for that show title?
Doctor Who's on first?
Pretty much.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, we'll wind it down. I mean,
we gotta talk about one thing for me.
Batman Beyond started this year.
Well, that's an amazing show, yes.
Okay.
But also, Pokemon.
I think I'm out on the Pokemon talk. I know about Pokemon is Chimpoko Man on South Park.
And, no.
Pokemon gives little Japanese kids seizures when they watch it. So I don't think I should watch it.
Red and blue version, so I can get all 150.
That sounds as stupid as Comedy Central thinking that they could replace one of the greatest comedic minds of the 20th century. I'm talking, of course, about Craig Kilborn with a hack like Jon Stewart. All right. So
I liked him in Big Daddy.
He's great in Big Daddy. He's great. He's great in everything.
Jon Stewart, I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hosting the Daily Show?
You said he's a hack? I thought you just said he was a hack.
No, he's an actor. I don't want him doing a. He's no Craig Kilborn. I mean, obviously CBS snatched him up and put him on after Letterman, but I can't even imagine trying to watch that show without Kilby behind the desk.
Kilby.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on your Pokemon chunk.
I'm just saying.
Jeff, do you need to catch them all?
I already have them all, including AIDS.
Well,
that's not a name of a Pokemon, Jeff.
I was reading that there's a cocktail you can take for that now, so I think you'll be all right.
Nice. Is it just drinking Magic Johnson's blood?
Look, I mean, he's still alive almost 10 years later, so obviously he knows something that we don't.
He's not magic for nothing.
We should send this episode into a therapist and say, analyze this.
I feel like you have a few things on a pad that you wanted to make sure you got to. I also feel like we should have probably ended with Pokemon, you know?
Oh, well, my bad. You know,
it's Jeff's fault.
It's an important thing.
Jeff.
The cards, the games, Pikachu. I need a best friend just like Pikachu. That's all I want in life.
I watch the show every Saturday after I get home from basketball. So, but that's about it. I don't have a Game Boy and I'm never going to get one because I'm all about Sega, whatever, Gamecast, whatever the stupid name is.
Game Gear, dummy.
Game Gear, I knew that. Dummy. And it lasts super long, and the batteries are always working it, and it doesn't ruin your game when they die. So it's good.
It's also good in color, so that's a positive.
Look, I think there was a lot of disagreement over the last hour, but I think the one thing we all came down on is that The Phantom Menace has us excited for what is clearly going to be the greatest trilogy so far. I do think that eventually The Matrix is going to be better, but I think for now, this is going to be so much better than the old Star Wars movies. And I feel like we can agree on that.
Do you think the second one will be the best one again? Like, do you think that they'll start the next one with just like the best sequence that's ever happened in Star Wars?
Yeah, obviously. It's basically going to be like Empire Strikes Back Part 2.
That's awesome. I hope the whole movie is that exciting. Just as exciting as Empire Strikes Back. Because if there's any lulls, I'll be very disappointed.
Well, then be ready to be not disappointed.
It'll be just like when people talk about Pokemon, but don't talk about the amazing television program, because that's the best part of Pokemon.
Do you think that Jar Jar is going to become a Jedi?
No.
Oh.
How could he be a Jedi? You have to be a child. That we already, like, they already yelled at Anakin for being too old, and he's like five.
Well, Luke wasn't a child, and I know that Yoda said that he was too old, but, you know, we don't know how old Jar Jar is in Gungan years.
That's true.
Oh, well, I guess that's true.
I mean, he seems to be operating with the mental capacity of a four-year-old, so.
Whoa!
What?
Even the Jedi Council needs a Jedi to kick in the nuts and make fart jokes from time to time.
That's true. That was your point. All right. So what are our hopes for Happy New Year 2000? Obviously, the millennium is coming, as we established. Let's just say that hopefully our scientists and computer nerds figure out a way around Y2K. Let's assume that there is a 2000 and that everything doesn't just blink out like that. Will, what are you most excited about in 2000?
Honestly, I just want to stay up till midnight this year. I keep trying. I keep falling asleep. It's hard. I guess maybe getting a new bike and maybe able to walk home from school by myself. And I'd like to get a Charizard first edition card, if that's possible. okay. It's pretty rare and expensive, but, you know. And probably to start making some money selling my South Park tapes so I could become an independent businessman. So, you know, by the time I graduate high school, I'm like financially independent and I have to work.
You can put yourself.
Independent businessman synonymous with pirate, film pirate?
No.
It's not the same thing. Jeff, what are you hoping for in 2000?
My biggest hope is that these rumors about a PlayStation 2 will come true, because I could.
Why would you need another one? There's already a PlayStation.
Because this one will be even cooler. I can play like two Crash Bandicoots at the same time, maybe.
You know what they should do is they should just jump right to a PlayStation 3. Just skip PlayStation 2 because, like, yeah, this is better than PlayStation 2 is going to be. Wouldn't that be awesome to just skip a number in the numbering?
No, I hate that. I hate that idea.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
All right.
Doing something like that is just asinine.
All right. Fair enough. Well, obviously, we always like to let everybody who gets these tapes know how they can keep in touch with us. Will, your AIM is Will Sterling _ because that old guy was on AIM as just Will Sterling. So suck it to that guy. And every time I see him pop up, I just write FU in all caps. So
wow. I guess I won't have a fun away message anymore. Says how much you're my friend. Change it to Jeff.
I'm standing up to the guy who took it. I'm saying FU to him, to the actual, like, the jerk who took Will Sterling and didn't let you have it. That's who I say FU to, not you. Wait, you just changed your away message and you said, no, FU. All right. Well, Jeff, you don't like people to message you on AOL, right? You like to just kind of operate in the shadows.
This is the chat rooms.
You can try and find me on my real life AIM screen name that I'm using in 1999. I believe it's Super with three R's, Sex 69. Something really good like that. I believe.
How come we've never met any of those friends that you made in the chat rooms?
Because they're in Canada, which is the correct place for them to be. Yeah. And also, there was this one person that I met online, but it's like the whole afternoon is just a blur. I don't really remember what happened. I just remember, like, my ass really hurt.
Well, I guess that's all the more reason to look for Jeff. And, you know, I'm thinking of changing my AOL screen name. It's always been Christian 2876 because that was my birthday. But I don't think
change it to your social security number.
I think that's a great idea. I think that I might change it to Christian DMX because that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, that does sound pretty
cool. And everybody's going to see my name and be like, damn.
Ride or die.
He's Christian, the biggest DMX fan out there.
Yeah.
So,
Rough Rider Anthem.
Look for me in 2000 with my new screen name, Christian DMX. And
that's why mine is Duke Quadruple 07, because I wanted to blend Duke Nukem and 007, because Duke Nukem and GoldenEye are like the two best games ever, except Duke 007 and Duke 007 were both taken. So
you're Quadruple 7?
I got four zeros. Yeah.
Well,
People just listen to 3-0, so why not? Hey! Wow. We had fun. Well, Happy New Year, guys, and Happy New Year to everybody. And I don't know, maybe we'll see everybody for the end of 2000, you know, if the world still exists.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Make sure you hit stop.
Besides, DVDs are okay, but HD DVD, those are the ones that actually look better. So I think that that's what we really need.
HD DVD?
Yeah. No. Oh, you don't have any of those?
No.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we need, are the fancier ones. So I wonder.
You know, my friend, the doctor who lives down the street, you know, my friend, the doctor?
I know that you have a doctor friend, sure.
He said that didn't exist in 1999, but I don't know if that's true or not, but whatever.
Well, you know, there's the competing formats of DVD is what I'm talking about. I don't think you quite know. I don't think you're as technologically savvy as I was, because you have basically one set that is like the Betamax of the future. You just don't know which one it is, the competing formats that we're going to get. And one day we'll just have to give up on all of it. But
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I think that I'm just going to wait for the next thing, you know, because there's always a next thing.
It's called binge watching, Christian. I'm terming it now. It's going to be how people watch stuff in the future.
And obviously, when I was speaking before, I misspoke because I've got so much on my plate. I was talking about DivX. Mm-hmm. So fuck DVD, because DivX is where it's at.
Well, I'll tell my friend the doctor that your timeline was a little
no
wobbly.
The timeline is absolutely correct. that DivX is still, I was saying was, because people are saying that it's not going to catch on, but goddamn it, it will catch on. DivX is definitely going to be the wave of the future. And then maybe I'll buy those. But Jeff, you keep flipping over your blue, over your laser discs.
My sisters made me watch this really weird movie called Being John Malkovich. And I think I understood that less than I understood the Natalie Portman Parent Trap. Did you guys see it?
I understood it about as well as I understand calculus.
And, wait.
I like
Natalie Portman. It wasn't Natalie Portman in Parent Trap. It was. What's the red?
It was Haley Mills in the Parent Trap. I was making a joke.
No.
I was making a joke about Natalie Portman and her six lookalikes in Phantom Menace.
Oh.
Just pretending that they would make a movie. Will.
I was gonna say, don't talk about Lindsay Lohan like that. She's my favorite.
Did anyone know who Lindsay Lohan was in 1999?
Yeah. Parent Trap.
Sure.
Of course.
What was she in?
She was in The Parent Trap.
Did it come out that year?
It came out in 1998, fool.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
God, walking in my territory, talk about Lindsay Lohan that way.
Look, I can't say I know who Lindsay Lohan is, all right? I was talking about Natalie Portman from The Professional, and she was very professional in this movie. So I just came up with my own version of The Parent Trap. I don't care that there was a version out last year with somebody named Lindsay Lohan.
Mm.
Do you have a crush on her? Is she your girlfriend?
She's totally my girlfriend.
If you made a movie where Catherine Zeta-Jones tries to get back together with the parents of Sean Connery, could you call it Parents Entrapment?
I reckon you could.
I think I would insist on making that movie. What were we going to say about John Malkovich? That he's a good actor, but I don't know if I want a movie where he's being him. Well, I feel like that was not the kind of movie that you were going to check out.
My neighbor, who's a double doctor, was telling me about Furbies and how
a double actually, doctor?
Yeah, he's got a doctorate in doctoring. And so he was saying that he sees these Furbies, some weird guy calling himself Ezra Miller as the Flash just popped up and talked to me. It's weirding me out. He said something about how The Sopranos is going to go on for a certain amount of seasons, and then at the end it's going to be really dissatisfying for all the people, even though they were really anticipating it.
Divx.
Goodbye.